B-Pod Studios.
New Sixer, Corey Brewer on the Comcast Business Hotline. Corey, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, big win last night for us, so you always feel good after a win.
Well, you looked happy playing last night's game, and so I'll ask you from the jump, when did you know you were going to get the starting assignment, and your starting assignment is to guard James Harden?
I didn't know until I got to the arena right before film session.
So what was your reaction to that? Because, listen, you signed a 10-team contract. That's probably going to get extended. But this is a really big spot they throw you in last night.
I was ready. Hey, the opportunity. You know, anytime I get an opportunity, you got to be ready to take it.
Now, you stayed in really, you look like you're in really good shape. I'm curious to know, like, all that inactivity, how you stayed in shape. Are you just one of those guys that can run all day?
I'm one of those guys who run all day, but also I worked out every day when I live in Houston, so I worked out every day, and I do a lot of running. So.
All right, let me take you back to last night and your plan for Harden and what you tried to do with him. Now, you know him, you're a teammate of his, and you really got under his skin a little bit, but before you got under his skin, you were defending him a certain way. Do you know what he doesn't like?
Yeah, I pretty much know what he likes and what he doesn't like. But for me, I know if I can be aggressive on him and try to wear him down, and late in the game, he's going to start missing shots. But, you know, I just got to stay on him.
What kind of talking was going on? Because I saw a lot of it last night. What were those little conversations like?
Well, you know, it's always going to be a little talking when it comes to me and him, just because I know him pretty well. He knows me. And it was all fun.
So it wasn't malicious. Yeah. It was just fun.
No, I wasn't trying to, never malicious like that.
Yeah.
I play hard. He knows I play hard. So I guess if it was anybody else, it may be different. But he knows I'm going to play hard anytime I play against him.
All right, the moment that people looked at last night and had a lot of fun with is when you make the basket and then you sprint to him and you kind of like post him up, like you get your butt into his belly and he pushes away. I don't know what happened there. Describe what you were trying to do on that.
Not let him get the ball. The man's averaging 50 points the last whatever. He's amazing. So I'm not going to let him touch the ball. That was my whole objective all night, was not to let him get the ball. And I think I did a pretty good job with that.
You did. And on that play, he got frustrated and pushed you out of the way. And you had a ball with it.
Yeah, that's great. We get our offensive fouls, our ball. We push the lead up. Everybody's making a big deal. Like, oh, why you do that? It's a little bit of everything when it comes to basketball. I do whatever it takes to win.
Corey, you've been in this league a long time, and now you come to a situation like the Sixers, who are trying to break into that top four. And there's the Torontos, the Bostons, the Milwaukees. What is it like being on this team, and what do you see with this team right now?
It's great being on this team. We got a lot of really good pieces. You know, I feel like we got championship pieces. So for me, just have the opportunity to help these guys. It's amazing, and I think we can do big things. You know, if I'm here or not, these guys are really good.
Tell me what it's like. You're watching Ben Simmons, you're watching Embiid every day, you're practicing. I know you guys don't have a lot of time to practice, but when you see those guys now close up, what are your impressions of them?
Really good, man. Ben's going to be really good. You know, he works hard, and he's very talented. The things he does to be the size he is. And then Jimmy's really good, man. Jimmy's he's a special player. And then when it comes to Joel Embiid, man, he's amazing. Man. He's only going to get better. He can do everything. He's 7 foot. He can put it on the floor. He can shoot it. He has a great post move. And defensively, he's great, which I love.
What do you know about Philly, and what do you see so far? Because that place was rocking a little bit last night. And, you know, from this point on, there's going to be, like, sellout after sellout. And I don't know if you've been used to that. But the town is invested in this team to do something. You see that?
Oh, yeah, I can see. Philly, they love their basketball right now. So for me to come in here and just help anywhere I can is great. And the city, it's a great city. You know, they like blue-collar guys, and it's like I'm one of those guys, and I just embrace the city. Hope they embrace me.
I'm curious to know what it is to be like you to survive in the NBA as many years as you had as a role player. Because it's got to be a grind. I mean, you when you get minutes, you got to take advantage of stuff. I wonder what's that's like at this stage of your career.
Like you said, you got to take advantage anytime you get minutes. But for me, I know how to win. I've won at every level, so it's all about winning. You know, everybody says, this guy's better, this guy can do that, but can this guy help you win? Not necessarily every day. You don't have to score to help win. It's a lot of other things that go into basketball, a lot of little things that people don't see and don't understand about the game. And for me, I do all the little things to help a team win, and little things can make a team go to the next level.
Yeah, so who taught you the winning formula? What exactly is the little thing you're talking about, and where did you get that?
Been like that my whole life. My high school coach, when I was in ninth grade, he said, if you can't play defense, you can't play. So I learned to take charges. I got to college. Coach Donovan said, you got to guard the best player every night. So I guard the best player every night. So for me, it's been a grind my whole life. So this is nothing new. And I love playing basketball, so I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Well, it's pretty amazing that team that you guys repeated. And I don't know if it's going to happen, like that. You stayed there, and three of you guys are still in the league. You guys have that bond that will last forever from Florida?
Oh, for sure. That's my guys. I talked to Al the other day. I talked to Joakim. We're all still close. You can't break our bond, man. We were roommates for 3 years. We've been in the NBA for 12 now. Hey, we make it work, and there's never going to be another team like ours.
Are you amazed that Horford still plays at the level he plays at?
No, of course not. I think we all take care of our bodies. He takes care of himself, and we all still play like we're young.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.